Should I take away a device if my kid is damaging it or throwing it? So I don't know exactly what's happening with your student because there's not enough information, but what I see all the time is when a kid is really dysregulated and having a meltdown, someone coming over and being like, can you tell me what you want on the device? Tell me what you want. And then the kid takes the device and he chucks it into the wall. Because if he knew how to ask for what he wanted, he would go over to the device and ask for it. He wouldn't be so frustrated and throwing himself on the floor. So when a kid is like really upset or something, I never want to shove a device in their face. I'm always trying to calm them down any way that they want. You can hand lead me. You can walk over to the thing you want. Let's try and de-escalate the situation and figure out what it is that you want. And then once we figure it out and the situation's de-escalated, that becomes my priority to teach the kid. So let's say the kid was really upset. They really wanted munchkins. I didn't walk over and say, oh, can you tell me what you want on your device and have them chuck it into the wall. Instead, I said, can you show me what you want? What's wrong? Can you hand lead me? And they hand led me their backpack and they had munchkins in their backpack. Now, my goal for that week is when they're in a more regulated state, how to travel and ask for munchkin. Or maybe we read a book about munchkins and they try and find the word munchkin on their iPad. And the goal is that next time they're super upset, they will independently go to the iPad. I would also like maybe read a social story about taking good care of your iPad and not throwing it and like why that is not good. So I would teach that, but at the same time, I see a lot of times people throwing these iPads at kids who are really dysregulated, and that's not what you want to do. You want to regulate them. And then once you figure out what they wanted, that's when you teach for the next week, the next 2 weeks, the next month on that vocabulary word, and how they can ask for it so they understand that they don't have to like get super upset. They can just use their iPad to ask for it.